get married, have children, be happy. That's what they say, right? Get married, have children, be happy. I grew up in a religious home, and in every youth group event, which started way too young, they said, the first commandment in the Torah is, be fruitful and multiply. Get married, have children, be happy. But what if you can't? What if you can't? I got married and then divorced. And then in October of 2017, I got very happily married again to my wonderful wife, Sherry. Like many other couples, we wanted to have children. It didn't work. We tried. Several cycles of IVF didn't work. Finally, the third cycle, she got pregnant. We were thrilled and nervous. And we told the world, finally, when we made it to 20 weeks, that felt safe. But the next day, we went in for the 20-week anatomy scan and learned that our son's brain wasn't developing properly. And three high-risk fertility centers later, we made the terrible decision that if all of them said that he would have no quality of life, we didn't want to subject him to that. Which left us, of course, in a great deal of pain. And she delivered him, and we had a funeral for our son, Shemaria, who was stillborn at 26 weeks, January of 22. Get married, have children, be happy. At the hospital, after he was born, we met with a genetic counselor who told us that they wanted to test us for a number of rare conditions to see if we had anything that we had passed down. They also tested his blood and found that he had, they thought, a rare chromosomal abnormality. And they wanted to test us just to make sure that we didn't have it as well. And the geneticist who met with us said, this never happens that parents pass it down. It'll be fine. Take the test. We took the test. My wife was negative, and I was positive. For a rare chromosomal abnormality called Kleefstra syndrome, which was only recognized as a syndrome about 20 years ago. Dr. Kleefstra is alive and well and doing wonderful research. We delved into the Kleefstra community and we learned that, as I understand, no science person am I, as I understand, we all have 23 pairs of chromosomes, the X's and the Y's, and when the embryo is forming, ideally, the X and the Y do a happy dance together, and then they keep multiplying throughout the body. Sometimes the happy dance is a little bit awkward, like my high school adventures, and they don't line up properly, and as they multiply, parts of the chromosome can be deleted. And that had happened to our son, and it also apparently happened to me. Now, most people with Kleefstra syndrome, of whom only about 4,000 exist in the world. Most people have a much more severe case than I do. And in a roundabout way, it explained a lifetime of medical schmutz that nobody had ever connected the dots with. And I was grateful for the news, but the adventure of fertility was not one that I really wanted to be on in this way. We were crushed. We did a number of things to honor our son. And then we posted on Facebook and we said, so we're thinking of trying again, but we're not going to use my genes because, as it turns out, they're not worth passing on. And an old friend of my wife's reached out and said that they had some embryos that had been frozen years ago in California, and would we like them? And when we picked our jaws up the floor, we said, oh my God, yes. And we had many conversations back and forth with them and had to pass the psychological screening and the legal stuff, and everything happened. And for $900, you can pay cryostork.com to ship them from any part of the world to the other. And two of them were implanted in Sherry, and she was pregnant again. And a month ago, on March 13th, our son Rami Doron was born. He is happy, he is healthy, he is very fond of his parents, he is very fond of letting us know when he's upset in a very loud manner. This is the first time I've left the house in a good while, and the first day that I've shaved in probably 6 weeks, and thank you for giving me an opportunity to be here. I have two sons, one of whom I get to hold and love and squeeze and raise and teach, the other of whom I get to hold in my heart and visit at the cemetery every now and then. The greatest gift we can give ourselves on these journeys, these unexpected journeys of ours, is the willingness, I think, to just learn what there is for us and to just keep our hearts open to the adventure wherever it leads. I have no idea what the world has in store for Rami Doron. I do know that he's very cute, and it's possible I might have some pictures if you want to come with later on. It's possible. All I know is that when my wife hands him to me at 4:30 in the morning and says, "It's your turn," I put a big smile on my face and I say, "It's my honor to do so." And every day, we are so blessed to have him. It's been a journey. Who knows where it'll go next? Thank you.